You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new survey has revealed New Zealand journalists are working more hours and are under increasing work pressures in the newsroom. The survey also found that women journalists are getting paid less than men for the same work, despite making up the majority of the workforce. I spoke to the leader of the study and head of Massey's Journalism School, James Hollings, about the research. We started by talking about the growing stresses placed on Kiwi journalists.
So what we did was we asked journalists whether they felt what had changed, a whole lot of questions about what had changed over the past couple of years. One of the things that's changed is working hours getting longer. They have less time to do stories. They're under more pressure in terms of the amount of stuff they have to do and the time they have available to do it. And they generally feel that the overall pressures have gone up. We actually did another survey 2 years ago, three years ago in 2013, and we asked the same questions then. And journalists at that time also felt that things had got worse, but they feel they've got more worse now, if you know what I mean. So definitely, it's not just a matter of people saying that things are always bad.
It's worsening.
They've changed since the last time. Yeah.
What do you think the reasons are for this?
What are the causes? Well, what we're hearing is that there's just less and less journalists in newsrooms expected to do the same amount of work, and trying to keep up with all the daily news that needs to happen, the reports on the car crashes and politics and what's happening in the courts and all these sort of stories that we need to know what's going on in our community. There's less and less journalists to do them, well, there has been. Also, as well as that, journalists are required to do more in terms of not only writing the story, but pushing it out on social media, tweeting it, producing it, not just in print, but maybe also a video version as well. So there's just generally probably more workload going on. Yeah,
so kind of that increasing pressure to be a multi-platform journalist in a way.
Indeed, and also increasing competition. I think there's a real intense competition now to be first with things, especially between Fairfax, NZME, and that's great for the readers, but it doesn't mean journalists are being pushed along as well.
And so, zooming out a little bit, what are the reasons for there being less journalists in newsrooms?
Well, I know Fairfax has been trying to employ and get more journalists on the ground, so maybe it's not always the case that certainly in some areas, but overall we've generally seen a sort of a thinning out of the workforce, certainly. And the reasons for that are that people aren't paying for news as much as they used to. They're buying less newspapers, that's where the money used to come from. There's more and more people are reading online. They're not paying for it online because we don't have a subscriber system in New Zealand for our news media, for most of it anyway, for the main ones. And so you can get it for free online, but that means it has to be paid for largely by digital advertising, and that really hasn't generated the revenue yet that we need to make journalism more sustainable.
And so another one of the major findings in the research that you've completed, it had pretty concerning implications in terms of gender in the media workforce. Can you tell me a bit more about this?
Well, for the first time, we've actually been able to show that is there a difference between male and female pay in journalism in New Zealand. There's always been stories about the fact that women aren't paid as well and so on, but no one's actually been able to prove it. So we've actually done a proper survey which is robust enough, and we've been able to control for age and experience and position in the newsroom. Rank, in other words, and show that even if you're the same woman, the same position, the same amount of experience, she's likely to be paid 25% less on average than the same man in the same position, same experience. And that's despite the fact that for the last 15, 20 years, women have actually been at least equal in numbers, if not more so, in terms of the journalism workforce. So just as many women in the workforce as men for the last 15 or so years, so 15, 20 years at least. Something's not right there. Women have got plenty of experience. They've shown that they can rise to the top of the profession. Some of the news media businesses are run by women. Fairfax, for example. So there's no issue with the training or anything like that. There's simply a fact of, I think, probably some sort of embedded bias against paying women the same for the same work.
Mm. And so I do understand, though, there were some positives that you feel like you found from the research. Would you say that?
Well, that is interesting. The New Zealand journalists' commitment to ethical standards remains very high, fairly sort of very altruistically driven by the need to serve their communities by and large. I mean, obviously they're going to it for a career and to make a living like everyone else, but above and beyond that, there's also a strong commitment to ethical standards and to doing good journalism. And I don't think New Zealanders really realise how lucky they are really in terms of their journalists. I've worked overseas and I've seen what it's like. In some countries the standards are not as high as they are here. And of course there are mistakes here and things don't work out. There's a lot of time pressure on journalists and so on. So one of the interesting things about this survey is for the very first time we've actually been able to compare New Zealand journalists to journalists around the world and how they rate things like ethics and what kind of things they do and don't do. And in short, New Zealand journalists stack up very well in terms of their commitment to ethical standards and to what journalism is about and what it's for in terms of serving our community, giving us the information we need to be able to make good decisions about politics and the environment and our local schools, all those kinds of things.
Mm. And so in general, were you surprised by the findings of the survey, or do you feel like it just kind of confirmed things we already knew?
I was surprised. I've been hearing a lot about the... there's been a lot of pressures in the industry in the last couple of years, a lot of restructuring in some of the major news organisations, and you hear rumours about things being bad. And I was surprised by the level of how concerned journalists are, and especially looking at some of the figures and comparing them to overseas, the same questions being asked of overseas journalists. New Zealand journalists are definitely seem to be under just as much or more pressure than many other countries, UK, US, Australia. They really think they really are pretty concerned about the level of resource pressures here if you compare the same questions, same answers to overseas countries. So that was a surprise, really, how much pressure they feel they're under at the moment. Mm. One of the interesting smaller things that came through for me, which surprised me, was New Zealanders, journalists, are a little bit concerned about the level of censorship here. We pride ourselves on being a country that's free and transparent, but we ask journalists how influenced do they feel by censorship pressures, and much more concerned than, say, the equivalent UK or European journalists. So
really?
Yes.
Wow.
25% of New Zealand journalists feel concerned about the level of censorship here. And that's interesting, I thought. So clearly we've got some work to do there in terms of giving journalists better access to information and freeing things up for them so they can do the job better.
Is that sort of censorship from their media organisation or censorship from the government that they're afraid of?
Much afraid of or concerned about. I think many journalists tell you that there's been a real trend in the last few years to increasing control by government of and government organisations and corporate organisations of communication, and harder to get access to key decision makers to ask them questions and the questions that need to be asked. So organisations tend to want to manage their message out to the public and control what isn't said. Might be good for them, but it's not good for journalism. It's not good for the New Zealand public that journalists are increasingly finding it hard to get access to decision makers in government and in the private sector sometimes to ask and put them on the spot and ask tough questions that need to be asked sometimes.
So always having to go through like a PR person rather than just directly to the politician or person from a corporate organisation.
Yes, that's right. I mean, you as a journalist know yourself, it's pretty easy to get access to someone when the message is good, but when something's gone wrong and you're trying to find out, or you're trying to put the minister on the spot and ask, get some answers for the public who really need to know, it gets a little bit harder to find the person to answer the questions on the right time often. Some people, of course, some politicians are good at that and good at responding and very prompt, but there's far too much, in my opinion, far too much sort of media management going on and gatekeeping that's really... And it's got a lot worse in the last few years. And that's not good for journalism or for the public in New Zealand.
So around, up to 8,000 or 10,000.
Shit. The Wire.
That was Massey's Journalism School head, James Hollings, who was speaking about some new research he's just published about the state of the workforce in the media and how a lot of journalists are facing increasing pressures.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.